Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Allo Communications Studios. And I love when we can start the program off with a bang. We've got my whole show player of the week, presented by Zvi Brewing in Fort Collins, Avery Morrow, the running back for Colorado State. 24 carries, 168 yards, helping the Rams get that win, 17-14 over Nevada. Avery, my man, thanks so much for giving us some time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Man, what a game by you. I mean, okay, first off, were you just flat out exhausted at the end? I mean, you were getting the workload in with 24 carries.
Man, I was more than tired, but I mean, I wanted to come out with that W. It meant a lot to me.
Dude, you could see it in your eyes. You could see how much you wanted to win that game. Of course, all the Nevada stuff. You were one of the Wolfpack at one point and coming over to CSU. How meaningful was a game like that?
I mean, it was everything. You know, I know a lot of the guys on the field. You know, my previous coach is still over there, my previous running back coach. You know, the two running backs that were ahead of me last year are still there. So, you know, I feel like I had a lot to prove, and, you know, I just kind of took everything personal and just played my game.
You outrushed all of those running backs too. 168 yards for you. Nevada had 114 yards rushing in that game. Just an absolute power game like that. I mean, I didn't expect that necessarily going into it. Was that the game plan initially, was saying, hey, we're going to give you a lot of carries, or did it just kind of progress that way with how you were running the ball? Coaches said, all right, we're just going to keep at it. Was that the plan going into the game?
Well, we're air raid, so that's never really the plan. I think, you know, we got a lot of young quarterbacks right now, and you know, coach wanted me to make him comfortable. And, you know, I'll do anything for Jaden Arvell. You know, if he wants me to make a play, I'm going to do it. You know, simple as that. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know, if he just kept giving me the ball, and I was like, okay, whatever.
It's more like Fort Air Raid turns into Fort Run or Air Raid. Well, that mix it all up. Let's change the name of it. You could just see it, though, man. You guys wanted this one so bad. Obviously, there was drama heading into the game. You guys weren't really talking about it before the game, but Nevada's coach saying all this stuff, like Coach Norvell's asking guys to leave the program, to not play in the bowl game, all of that. And we talked to Coach, we've talked to Clay earlier in the week. I mean, did that add to it? I mean, obviously, you want to win this game anyway, just because of the nature of it being Nevada. But did that only just increase your guys' willpower, so to speak, to want to win this football game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, to say something like that, that's just not true at all. That's not the kind of person that Jay is at all. And, you know, for him to say that, it's just like, what are you trying to prove? Like, I mean, this is football. Like, you know, you ain't got to make it that personal. You know, we all had his back, you know, including the players that came with him from Nevada and, you know, the players that didn't. You know, we had something to prove, and, you know, there was a lot of talking, side chatter between, I mean, from him, even the players. You know, I had even seen on social media, somebody had a hat with the X on our logo. Mm. It was just like, you know, you guys are doing all this talking, and, you know, you guys got to see us here in a couple of hours. So, I mean, they definitely fueled the fire, and, you know, that's why the game was how it was, all the penalties, all the, you know, unsportsmanlike conduct, all that. You know, it was just really bad. Like, that game was just a joke, man, when it came to these guys.
Well, and I, you know, just again, from watching in my living room, I could see it. I mean, when you guys would get tackled out of bounds or whatever, you could into the Nevada side of the field. I mean, you could see players. I mean, what was that like? Were they, I mean, it looked like, from my vantage point, there was a lot of trash talk. There was a lot of chippiness. What was it like for you on the field with those guys?
Well, for me, I had to tune it out because I got an unsportsmanlike contact. Mm. So, you know, I had to, you know, those refs didn't really call a fair game. You know, even that play when Torrey got hit out of bounds.
My goodness.
You know, that obviously should have been a flag, but, you know, they didn't call anything. I mean, I was some words after every play, but, you know, the refs weren't calling it. So, you know, my coach told me, you know, it's not what you say, it's how you play. And, you know, we definitely had to buy into that.
Man, I really love to your response. So you had a fumble, and I was even thinking, man, I mean, you were exhausted. You looked gassed, and you fumbled the football there. I always say, man, fumbles are going to happen, mistakes are going to happen. It's how you recover. And for you to just bounce right back, they went right back to you. You kept coming up with big run after big run, and they knew it was coming. So that, to me, was so impressive about you. Was, you know, mistakes are going to happen, but the way you bounced back was huge.
Well, you know, I give all that to my teammates. And, you know, after it happened, you know, everybody just looked at me, and they looked me in my eyes and told me, you know, we believe in you. We're coming back to you, and, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. They kept telling me, you know, you're going to win this game for us. And, you know, that motivated me. And, you know, that made me want to play even harder. So, I mean, with the help of my teammates, my coaches, you know, I praise them for that. Because, you know, they definitely kept my head, like, in a level space.
What was the last, you know, the last play, of course, Michael Boyle hits that field goal. It felt like a lifetime in between when he lines up and goes out on the field and finally makes it. What was that like for you guys?
Oh, man, that was everything. For it to be our first conference game, our first W being in Reno, you know, coming back, Jay coming back, you know, it was just like, you know, we laid it all out on the line, and, you know, it came out to the last play, and, you know, there's no better feeling. Like, once it got through there, you're just like, man, like, that was a game right there. You know, those are moments that we will all remember.
Avery Morrow joining us, running back for Colorado State. You know, we talked a lot about, you're looking at, it's the state of college football now is transferred. We see a lot of people transferring, leaving the program. Obviously, there's been a number of guys that have left the program. How do you handle that? How do you guys view that? I know some of the players I've spoke to already are, you know, saying, hey, this brings us together. We're the ones that are here now. What was that process like for you as you were seeing these names enter the portal, leave the program, whatever you want to call it?
Well, you know, I wish all those guys the best. But, I mean, it just shows that they weren't all the way bought in. And, you know, I mean, you know, maybe they were just kind of bringing us down in the first 4 weeks. And, you know, it was hard to see a lot of them guys go, you know, coming in and then seeing everybody's locker getting cleared out. It's just like, man, like, you know, it kind of brings the energy down. But it also brought us together because, you know, our backs are against the wall. And, you know, the only thing that we can do is fight, you know, from there. And I think with all these guys leaving, you know, we're seeing who's really bought in and who really wants to win, who really wants to play. And, you know, who doesn't have that quitting mindset, you know, who's ready to do anything for the team, no matter how much playing time you get, you know. And it's just where we're at right now. You know, we even had a guy leave this week, surprisingly. And, you know, we're still working through all this transferring. This transfer portal stuff is crazy, man. And, you know, like I said, you know, I wish those guys the best. And, you know, we're just going to keep on moving forward. That's all we can do.
Yeah, no question, man. It's definitely an interesting side to college sports, no doubt about it. Again, you had a monster game. Fantastic job by you. How much can you tell us about this game coming up against Utah State? You said it, like, we're for air raid, so that wasn't necessarily part of the plan. But as I kept rolling, they're like, yeah, let's keep feeding this dude. Is that, can we expect a heavy dose of Avery Morrow this weekend against Utah State?
I mean, I don't call the plays, but, I mean, I'm hoping so. You know, if they give me the ball, I'm going to do what I do. You know, I'm going to do what I can, and I'm going to do what I can for the team. So, we'll see.
I just love that, you being so versatile, too. Knowing what this offense is ultimately going to be with Fort Air Raid, you run the ball, love running the football. Would you rather it kind of go back into more of a run style, or are you looking at going to, whatever it is, I'll be ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, man, that's how I'm a versatile player. You know, wherever coach wants me to be. Whatever he wants me to do, I'm going to do it. That's the kind of player I am, you know. If he wants to give me 20 touches, let's rock out. If he wants to give me 5 touches, you know, I'm blocking for most of the game, well, shit, let's rock out, man. You know, that's the kind of player I am. I don't like to be selfish, you know. You know, last game I had a lot of the camera on me. I don't have no problem with somebody else having the camera, you know. Camera on them, you know. I'm a team player when it's all said and done.
Oh man, that was a fun game. I loved seeing you just run the ball like that. It was so much fun for me to see. Man, we just wish you the best of luck this weekend. We're pulling for you guys, and I know with all the drama and everything that's gone on, especially leading up to that Nevada game, it was just so awesome. I don't know if you get on Twitter much, but just to see the Rams fans going crazy for you guys, I mean, it was really special to see.
Yeah, man, it was a special moment for sure.
All right, my man. Well, good luck to you this weekend, and we'll look to catch up with you soon.
All right, appreciate you. You have a good one.
All right, man. There's Avery Morrow. 24 carries, 168 yards. He was my player of the week presented by Zvi Brewing in Fort Collins. Maybe he'll get another one. You know what we haven't had yet to start this football season, Angel? A repeat winner. We haven't had that yet. If you guys want to check out my list of whole show players of the week, that was my first Ram. That was my first Ram of the season, so go check that out, and we'll see. Maybe he'll be the guy. He's saying, hey, listen, I asked him, was that the plan going into the Nevada game? He's like, I mean, we're Ford Air Raid, so no. But that's what I like about what Jay Norvell did in that game. I mean, you obviously have a plan going in, and then you look at it and say, well, Morrow's running the ball like crazy. Let's keep feeding him. That's a big thing, I think, for a head coach to recognize early, because he had 24 carries. Everybody, the next in line, I think Ajon Vivens had like 5 carries. So they just decided right then, you know what? Throw out the game plan. Let's just ground and pound with Avery, and away we go. Yeah, we've had a CSU player. Last week was Hazeek Daniels out of Air Force. We had Elijah Dotson for UNC. I had Cortland Sutton on there. I've had 2 Air Force players, though. So Brad Roberts was got it in September 13th. And then I think one of my first of the season, at least the college season, was Andrew Peasley out of Wyoming. You got any guesses? You think it's going to be a Bear this week? You think it's going to be a Ram, a Bronco? We'll wait until Monday night, late Monday night, to put this out, because you could just have a Bronco. Could I have an Avalanche player now? I mean,
could it be a Buffs player?
Could it be a Buffs player? Could it be a coach? I don't know if I'll do that. I'm not sure. Could it be Mike Sanford? Getting that one going. I don't think I'll do that one, but I mean, now you got the Avs in the mix. Nuggets start next Wednesday. It's going to get competitive up in here, man. I mean, this player of the week thing is going to get real competitive. Avs get the win. Great job by them. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to the good, the bad, the ugly presented by FMS Bank. I got a really ugly story, and it's not like a negative story. It's just a really rough one for Colorado State. 18 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy, a Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Yeah,
KFKA is your no-go home of the Denver Broncos. Hear games and news around the team on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.